Well, we enjoyed our talk earlier so much. The other podcast that we had with Richard, Ruben, whatever the fuck it is.
Ricardo
Reyes.
I'm feeling very Latin right now. Ricardo.
Ricardo. Are you feeling it right now? Are you feeling more Latin than normal?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do feel more Latin.
Yeah. Does it depend on who you're trying to hit on?
Yeah.
When you go, my name.
Well, now I've been in Oklahoma for a while, so it's not, I don't feel very Latin.
Well, you're the wrong kind of Latin.
When I go to New York, I feel very Latin.
Yeah. So I took your Latin feeling ass to Taco Bell tonight.
Taco Bell, Mexican food.
Yes, because I've been bragging about how delicious the new sriracha quesarito is.
Quesarito sriracha.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm gonna get three, and you're like, I'm gonna get four.
Because you were that excited.
I was that excited. You're like, if it's good, I'm gonna get four. Okay, if it's not good. I'm going to throw it against the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that's what you do. With food you don't like, you just toss it.
That's it, huh?
You just throw it against the wall.
You would have thrown all three of the rest of them at the wall?
I don't got to clean this place. We're at the comedy condo, man.
So, what did the Hispanic taste buds, did historical taste come back from ghost ancestors?
No, automatically, I know Mexican dudes that would talk about, like, you don't say that's my favorite food. Like, you don't say it's Mexican food. Like, that's...
But it has a tortilla.
Yeah, but it's a sit. Like, to anybody, like, Mexicans, they're like, come on, man. You know, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
But don't consider it Mexican food.
It's Mexican inspired.
That's what they say, right? They put it out there, they go,
yeah.
Inspired. The dude's name was George Bell. Like, does he sound Latin at all? Like,
Alexander Graham Taco Bell invented.
It was not Latin. He just saw an angle. It was like, you know, I'm going to go sell orange meat.
Orange meat.
Because all their meat is orange for some reason.
You know, it probably started when he was at a slaughterhouse one day. And go,
what are you going to do? What are you going to throw this away?
What are you guys doing with the orange meat?
You just toss this?
You really, this is the stuff you throw out.
Man, I just put this in burritos.
Burritos. Could you have this shipped to my house, Mr. Bell?
Mr. George Bell. I'm gonna do.
Well, you know who else? You know who else uses orange meat? Is Jack in the Box. The Jack in the Box tacos. When you bite into a Jack in the Box taco, you've never noticed that orangey grease that runs out.
But maybe it's tacos in general, because when you do the home one, only place that does it is at the Mexican restaurants.
They take the orange out.
That's how you know when you're eating authentic Mexican food.
Because the Mexicans pick the oranges now.
Yeah, whatever it is. You know, that's that seasoning they give you. That's that fucking seasoning when you get the Taco Bell home night.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it's like that seasoning.
The pack, pack of seasoning.
That ground beef is regular brown.
Yeah, you know, you add the orange.
Yeah, you add the orange.
Good tacos are orange. That is our conclusion of this discussion now.
Yes, you get some orange saucy shit. And it's like, it doesn't taste like oranges, but it's orange.
But it has to look orange.
And it's saucy.
Saucy. And that's what you were describing when I was asking you about the new quesarita. You were saying that the cheesiness mixed with the...
Oh, yeah. The cheese is really good.
What's your review?
My review is like it's a very good drunk food.
Very good drunk
food. Yeah, at the end of the night, man, it got the right amount of beef and the cheese slides over each bite.
Oh, yeah.
It's like after you bite...
Mm-hmm. Every bite has the right amount of whatever it is.
It falls over. The cheese is on top and it falls over it.
Oh. You make it sound delicious.
And then the sriracha, sriracha is cool though. Sriracha is hot, but not too hot.
It's like my girlfriend, we were talking today, she doesn't like spicy at all. Like, right. Like ketchup is too spicy. That's like, you know what I mean? It's like, does it have to have black pepper? You know, that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And she's gotten where she's starting to like wasabi.
Oh, really?
Because we like sushi. And, that's, you know, spicy. I'm like, yeah, wasabi is spicy. But she's like, there's a different thing to it.
It is, because like some of that shit lingers hot, and wasabi is, like we said, spicy.
Yeah.
It's hot, but it's not like...
It flares up and goes away.
Yeah. And then you get that shit that stays with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I used to eat wings hot all the time. Like, you got 911, I used to... And me and my cousin used to go to one place and eat hot wings all the time. And after a while, we're like... sniffling fucking mucus.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to keep your snot off your wings.
Yeah, we're crying.
These are good.
Yeah. And I'm going, are we enjoying ourselves?
Yes.
Are we enjoying ourselves? Yeah. I don't think we are. Like, I don't think we should cry through our food.
There's no crying in food.
Yeah, it's like, you should be enjoying it.
Why are we crying in food?
You shouldn't be holding back boogers. Like, that's not a part of eating.
Eating should not consist of...
Yeah, you're
trying to sniff something back up.
I'm going
to
get some snuff on my fucking
chicken wing. This is delicious. But I'm the same way. I want my food to make me sweat.
Right.
Like green chili. If I get green chili, my forehead starts to bead up, you're like, oh, it's good.
Like, we like hot stuff too, but you know, in Denver and stuff, you'd be probably around Mexicans a lot in Texas. Man, their hot shit is like, they eat candy hot.
Yeah.
They got ice cream that's hot.
Yeah, jalapeno suckers and stuff.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know, and like, I remember going doing construction, and it was a break. We go to these little shacks, this little taco shack, and then, we're all Puerto Rican, we go there, and then, my boy goes, hey, that sauce, is this hot? And then she goes, the Mexican goes, hot for us guys or hot for you guys?
That's the drip. Being Puerto Rican, what is hot for you guys?
We do like hot. We like spicy. We like hot. But it doesn't compare to what Central Americans are doing, Mexicans are doing. Like,
yeah, because I've had, you know, like Jamaican, it's not the same.
The jerk.
No, it's not different. Jamaican jerk, which has a spice to
it's
it.
Spice. It's spicy. Same with the curry. The Indians get spicy and hot.
Yeah, curry. The curries get spicy and hot. So
they use a lot of peppers and stuff like that.
But there's nothing in the Puerto Rican, your version of like, whoa.
I think Mexicans get the closest to it where it's like, you see that, you know, they do candy that's hot. You know, they do. If you're doing snacks and dessert
that are hot,
you're dedicated.
Yeah. I've seen, what is the thing they always do in L.A.? Like, they buy a bag of fruit and then put hot sauce on it?
Have
you seen that?
Yeah, or a cayenne pepper.
There's this saucy stuff they buy.
Yeah.
They squirt it on a bag of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that, but I thought, I'd like to try that, I think. But I don't know what it is. I don't know what...
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is they're putting on it. Like, I've seen them do it. But it's like, I won't.
You won't try it? You just won't try it?
I will.
You don't have an adventurous tongue?
I do, but if you have to explain to me what you're putting on it. Like, I don't just go, like, I'm not one of those people where people go, oh, taste this.
What is it?
Yeah, and when we're, no,
just taste it.
Tell me what it is.
Well, it's cockroach guts with Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, tell me exactly what it is. I need a choice here. Like, you don't just tell me, smell this or, I'm not that guy. Hey, put your finger in this. Like, no.
Will you eat stuff after expiration date?
A couple of days.
Just, that's your limit?
A couple of days. I think like, you know, like milk. You know, milk is like, that's the expiration date they put.
Right.
But if it's in the house, dude, you got a bowl of cereal. You got a bowl of Cookie Crisp.
If it doesn't curdle.
Yeah, and it doesn't, when you smell it, it has to pass, right? Like,
have to pass the sniff test.
The sniff test. There's some stuff. I've drank some milk that was like, as soon as it got in my mouth, I spit it out and go, you know what? That's probably not good.
I don't ever think about getting sick. I never ever, we were talking about this earlier about, I don't get, like my girlfriend, what that makes you sick? Well, then I'll shit a lot and I'll lose weight.
Well, that's what it is. If it's old or whatever, it's like, I'm just gonna shit a lot.
That's it. I'm not gonna die. It might get my tummy cramp and I'll poop. This is a weight loss plan.
I'm gonna work on my abs. I'm going to shit this out, and my abs are going to look fantastic.
I will tense up and let go. Tense up and let go. This is a nasty food ab workout.
I'd be eating raw chicken. I'd be like eating chicken where I thought it was cooked, and it was a little raw in the middle, and I was like, well, I'm already halfway through the sandwich.
So you know, I've done that too. Yeah. Do you ever bite it? Like you bite into a piece of chicken, like a chicken wing, and you go, there's still blood. I see blood. Yeah. I see blood.
I did that at my sister's house. It was like she ordered those the supermarket chicken, the Publix chicken. You know, and the whole time I was like, yo, this will look kind of pink. And they were like, no, you know.
It's just juicy. Sure?
And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then, you know, the next day I'm like shitting like crazy.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, that shit was pink. And she was like, yeah, I guess it was.
Have you ever actually had real food poisoning? Like, absolutely?
No. I've seen people and I'm like, wow, that must be
sad. I've had it once.
Yeah.
And you really think you're going to die. I mean,
because you throw up and shit.
You throw up and shit. And you're shaky and you've got the sweats and and mine was from a deli sandwich. I don't know. And I don't know what it was, whether it was the meat that was bad or the mayonnaise was bad or whatever, but that, I know that was the only thing I'd eaten that day that could have made me sick.
Me and my friend had bad margarita mix on a plane from East Coast to,
Now wait, how bad can margarita mix be?
I never thought of it being bad. I was like,
ever.
But we had some fucking Bloody Marys on the plane, and by the end, like, both of us were having to shit. You know, in a 4-hour ride, it's like, we're having to shit, I'm sweating, and I'm like, it's that mix. What else can you do in a Bloody Mary?
Do they add margarita mix to a Bloody Mary?
Or not margaritas, but whatever that Bloody Mary makes.
Oh, like the V8 kind of stuff.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was like, we were both looking out of shape. Like, we were both looking like something's wrong.
And there is nothing worse ever than knowing you have to poop on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Being sick and poopy on a plane. You know, it's one thing to like be crampy and I have to take a dump in your car, I gotta get somewhere. But when you're in midair knowing you got a 4-hour flight and you're like, oh God, I'm cramping. I gotta go back to,
it's hard enough to get up to pee.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even bother people. If you're against the window and the two people beside you are asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I gotta pee. I have to pee.
I always try to make sure to pee before and after, but sometimes you're stuck. And you're like, it snuck up on you. And now you're like, I gotta pee. Well, you know, sometimes you go, hey, man, I think I gotta pee in a couple hours. And then all of a sudden you go, I gotta pee within the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, and then your urine goes, hey.
Yeah.
Gotta pee.
Yeah.
I gotta go now.
Yeah, wake that motherfucker up.
Why don't you just try to step over?
You're stepping on people's fucking chest. It gets so mad, you wait so long, you just step it over.
I've actually done that one time where I tried to, they were asleep and it was a long cross, Atlantic flight. And I really thought, well, I can just
slide through
and I'll step over. And I was straddled when she woke up. And basically,
you look like you're giving her a lap dance.
Yeah, that's.
You're like, oh right.
Magic mark. But you have to think, what are they thinking? When you're asleep, when you wake up, and what are you doing?
I snore loud. I try not to sleep on planes. Like, I try to get my rest before. But I remember being so tired of I was out. And I know I was ripping it because I opened eyes and some lady was just looking at me mad. Like, she was so heated. She was so pissed off, like, this motherfucker.
Was it somebody who was sitting next to you?
No, she was like a couple rows over. And like, I could tell as soon as I opened my eyes, you looked at her and she was just like, has that face like, you motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, I knew it one time because I fell asleep and the stewardess, as I was about to get off the plane, goes, well, you had a really good nap. You had a really good nap. Oh, yeah.
Didn't you?
I guess I... You know, it's kind of embarrassing. My mom told me one time years ago that, you know, your dad would never sleep on a plane because he was afraid he would snore.
No, there's a lot of places in public where I'm like, I'm trying not to fall asleep because I know I can rip, like, girls who fall asleep with me, I'm like, I can't believe you do it.
You're gonna sleep over with me? I'm gonna warn you right now.
It's not, you're not getting much sleep. You're not. I mean, it's like clearing forest. Like, you know, it's
like, but you're not a big heavy dude or anything. Most time the guys that snore, you know, the big burly.
Dude, I broke my nose a couple times. Like, it was like, there was something I tried to fix. I had to debate. One time when I was younger, like when I was like 19, we had a thing where my brother's job, we played football. We played touch football one time, and then we turned into tackle, and it was like all blacks and Puerto Ricans, right? Maybe two white guys.
Yeah.
And then one guy was like, oh, we're going to play football. Well, let's play blacks against Puerto Ricans. And I'm like, no, let's not do that.
That seems unfair.
Yeah, well, it was just like, let's not do it, because I knew it was going to be a pride thing. You know, and it was going to be like, okay, yeah, you're playing for race now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you're going to hit a little harder. You know, I was like, this can only end up. One person's like, oh, whatever, no, let's just do it. And I'm like, so we agree. And then one kid, as we're walking back to our side, goes, oh, we're going to lose. And I'm like, why the fuck are we going to lose? You know, and me and this other kid were like, what?
Well, you know, how many Puerto Rican star basketball players do you know?
Yeah, it's not that many. But look at baseball. It's only because of college. If you got to go to college, yes, a lot of Puerto Ricans ain't going to college. But baseball, we play a lot of fucking baseball because you don't need to go to college.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, remember when baseball used to be the American sport?
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Yeah. And now, here to the American sport, please welcome Consuelo de Vaca.
Yeah. Baseball, very, very good.
Yes.
It was very, like, very good. But no, but they, you know, black band. When I was growing up, even though, like, baseball is the shit, like, everybody was, you know, Spanish people love baseball. They love the game. They love the whole thing of it.
Because you can play it with a coconut and a stick.
Yes. I mean, I heard Omar Vizquel, who was a Cleveland Indian for a long time, he used to play in Venezuela, I think, where he's from. They didn't even have gloves. They would put a piece of cardboard over the hand and stuff. And this guy would catch major league fastballs. Yeah, and barehanded. They would hit it. He would catch it barehanded. I was like, holy shit. You know, but to him it was like nothing because he played in dirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's one of the reasons that I've always thought that reason soccer has never caught on here.
Right.
Because it's not a big American game. It's a game that
we play it a lot. All our kids are in soccer.
Yeah, but they grow out of it. It's one of those things that, because I played soccer when I was a kid.
Right.
And I never played on a team, but at school they made us play soccer.
You know what it is? It's low scoring. It's low scoring, and it's a lot of action and no little...
But no payoff.
Yeah, no payoff at all.
And to get excited about, ooh, what a great game. It was 2-1.
Yeah, exactly. And some guy tried to tell me, like, oh, football, if you only put 1 point for a touchdown, like, no, they still score more than that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's...
Well, a friend of mine who's British and very into soccer told me, the difference is, you guys, Americans, are into offense and scoring. Where we watch the defense and how good defense was.
Yeah, but all our best teams are defense. Like, even if you look at football, basketball, the best teams have been defensive minded. But we like scoring too, but in the same thing as soccer, like, they try to claim that soccer is all, but look at all that flopping and all that horseshit in it. You know, where a guy gets touched and he's like, oh, he's like he got electric shock.
Oh,
you know,
he's doing,
you know, and then he gets somebody, and like, that's the bullshit.
Yeah.
That I think people don't want to watch. You know, but we'll watch World Cup.
Yeah. No, we won't.
last World Cup, people got pumped.
If I want to watch somebody not score, I'll take a friend to a bar.
Yeah, watch it.
You know, that's just me. I don't get it. They're running back. They kicked it back. Now it's back to the corner. Now kicked it back to their side of the...
It's a lot of moving around for no action.
They kicked it to the side.
Yeah. I mean, they're running that whole field back and forth. And then the end of the score was 2-1.
2-1.
For 90 minutes?
Yeah.
90 minutes of running back. I think most of it, though, it is that flopping.
Soccer needs cheerleaders. That's another
sport. They don't got them?
You ever seen a soccer cheerleader?
No, yes. I've never.
Kick that ball.
It feels so damn big. Like, I don't even see, like, You barely know what's going on. Like, the only thing you see is the ball getting hit back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it now. They got it now. Same thing with hockey. Hockey's like, you know, it's...
Well, hockey's just soccer on ice, isn't it?
It is. I think it's the same problem. It's like...
The same mix-up, the goalie, the two guard, the whatever.
And it's just, it's not a lot of scoring.
It's
my problem with hockey, I can't follow that puck. That shit is too fast. The puck is
too... Are you too high? Which...
It might be, my eyes are too slow. Dude. Maybe my eyes aren't good enough.
Well, same thing with golf. When you watch golf on TV,
I would play.
And the camera goes through the air, like, what? Really? What did I don't see anything.
Yeah, golf, I don't find any entertainment watching it. Playing it?
Well, that's because it's
fun.
Like, oh, it is? Are you playing golf?
I have played. Even if I'm doing bad, it's fun.
I guess so. I've played a couple times, but I'm very bad at it. So right. I don't enjoy it because there's always somebody giving you the, can we just play through? Can we just get up? Can we, you know, yeah, well, I know I'm suck.
Well, as a comic, I get to play beat up courses that is like, all right, it's 11 in the afternoon, or 11 in the morning. Nobody's here.
Ghetto ball.
Yeah, nobody's bothering you for nothing. Like, you know, and I get drunk through 9 holes. Smoking weed on the course because it's that kind of public bullshit course.
9 holes? I thought it was 18 holes.
It is, but I'm walking the rest of the night. You know, I'm just hanging out the rest of the night.
At that point, I'm done.
Yeah, you're I get
done.
Drunk and I'm like, you know, I'm shooting bad enough. We're like, it was fun to walk around. Yeah, it's a nice day.
Hey, Ricardo, why don't you just sit in the cart?
Yeah, we smoked weed. My two friends, their brothers, they'll get competitive. They'll stay competitive. And I'm like,
I'm chilling,
wander.
I'm alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna wander. You know,
I'm gonna play Star Wars on my phone. Go
yeah,
play.
They're like, you wanna hit anymore?
Nah,
I'm good. I had my fun.
Speaking of Star Wars, I just noticed your shirt now has Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's Han's with a guitar.
And he's playing a solo.
And it's guitar solo. Are you a Star Wars fan? Are you like one of those Comic-Con kind of...
No, I like that stuff, but I'm not like nerdy like that. Like, you know, I enjoy Star Wars, but I don't think it's the greatest movie of all time.
You don't study it and look for the Easter eggs that are hidden in the movie. And
this shirt is just funny.
Yes.
That's why I wear it more than even being a Star Wars. I do like Star Wars, but you know, like my brother's a big Star Wars fan and he's like, nothing beats it. It's the best movie of all time. To me, it's like there's a lot of good movies.
There's a lot of good movies. And there's a lot of better movies.
Yeah, like we talk about
Star
Pretty
Wars,
Girls.
Star Wars
a lot of
is
Pretty
good.
Girls. A lot of good fucking movies. A lot of good movies. For you to settle on one and go...
That's the best ever?
When people ask you, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, the question is illogical.
What is your favorite movie?
Yeah, to me, that's... How can you pick one? How can you pick one movie?
That's absolutely your favorite. I can't, because there's movies that I really love.
And I know people who do.
There was movies that I liked in the past that I would have said, that was my favorite. No, wait. Now this could be.
There's movies I watched as a kid that I thought was awesome.
Yeah. I watched the other day, I was an Alamo fan.
I loved
the movie The Alamo. And as a
Billy
kid.
Bob and all, yeah.
I just, John Wayne and Richard
Oh, Williams. So the old yeah, not the, old. The remake.
No, not the remake with Billy Bob. The old John Wayne. I just remember as a kid thinking it was epic because it was big and the cast was huge and they showed the thousands of, you know, the Mexican soldiers attacking in the movie. Like, ah, this is a major.
Yeah.
And I watched it the other night because it came on TV. It didn't hold up.
Dude, your memory as a kid is, you know, I loved Scooby-Doo as a kid. I can't stand it now.
Just at all.
It's just so, like, it's the same shit.
Every episode is...
Like, how did this pass through my head for fucking 8 years? Like, 8 years I thought this
every
was original programming.
Every
like,
episode was, they discover on something... Spooky, creepy.
Yeah. And so, then it's like...
Investigate. Then something scares Shaggy.
And then they do the running.
Then they do the running and with the music, with the song or whatever.
The doors are opening.
And there's a creaky doors. And then Scooby-Doo gets scared.
Yeah.
And Shaggy has to hold him.
Then by the end, he unmasked the first or second guy they met.
Yeah, that goes back to like, it's Mr. Johnson, the gatekeeper.
And if it wouldn't have been for you meddling kids,
I would have gotten away with it.
Every week. You know, it's so much funny, like, when you're a kid, it seems, it's that simple, you know. You're like,
well, what is the best stoner TV show? Now, I'll preference this by saying I was told years ago, I'll get a little closer to the mic here. I was told years ago that Teletubbies, the reason Teletubbies, not even though it was designed for the kids, stoners really got into it because of the colors, the simplicity, the again. And so it became very cultural that was not just a kid's show, you know.
I think stoners watch it to, like, laugh at it. You know, anything you can look at and go, this is just, like, crazy or goofy. Would most stoners end up in the History Channel or Discovery?
Really?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because you, like, your brain is, like, thinking that you're learning shit. Or you're, like, in a condition to learn. But you're not retaining any of it.
You're too high. Yeah,
But it's, like, you just watch it go,
look at those cool historical
pieces. Yeah, you're like, what? Like,
I watched a thing the other night.
I didn't know that. You always want to be trying to learn something. You know, everybody thinks like they're just fucking weird, they're being artistic, or they're like, you know, they're expanding their mind. They're like, to me, I'm like, I'm just getting fucked up. Like, yeah, that's all I'm doing. I'm not expanding anything. I'm not looking to, I'm not opening up the third eye.
There is not a favorite movie for Stone?
A lot of stoners love Half Baked. But I'm not into, like, this is a stoner movie. And it's what I watch just because I'm stoned. You know, like, I smoke weed, but I smoke weed.
Right. Well, like, Half Baked was not a good movie to me. I don't get it.
It was one of those, I saw those in the theater. I didn't like it in the theater.
Yeah.
But the more we watch,
you started enjoying it a little
more. Yeah, when you get high, it's just like, it's just, you know, you like silly-ass movies when you're high.
Yeah. But I remember some friends told me that when they used to get high, that they would love to put on the Animal Planet show.
Right.
And just watch animals. Because you're high and you're like, that's funny as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the way the penguins walk.
Oh, yeah. But it's almost anything educational. All of a sudden it's like, you're interested. If you were sober, you wouldn't be interested at all. Yeah, like, even though it's educational, you know, but it's like when you're high and you're interested and it's not even,
can you come help me fold the laundry? I'm watching an educational program.
And it's not even educational. You're just watching it. You're just like, oh, look at that fucking penguin. Like, you know, it's something you don't get to see normally. So you're like,
what has ever happened to you that freaked you out while you were high? Did you ever have, because always I've heard about those moments, and it's like, and I was high, and that happened, and, you know.
The only time was the first time. Like, it's always been with me when I get high, I'm like, I've always felt pretty natural. But the first time I really got high, or maybe the second time, I was like, I smoked a lot. Well, some guy gave me some weed. And I was like, all right, thanks. And I didn't even know how to smoke it. I bought, like, a cigar. And I didn't know even how to roll it.
Uh-huh.
And it was all loose and it was shitty. And I smoked it and it was cold outside. It was snowing. And I smoked a little bit outside in Cleveland. And then I smoked and I was like, oh, this ain't doing shit. And I just threw it out, like the rest of it out. You know,
it's not working.
Yeah, it's going to be. And I was cold. So it was like all your blood vessels are cold and this and that. So I go inside and I'm going to get ready to go. I take a shower, a hot shower. And all this shit hits me. Where I'm like, I'm in the shower. You're spinning. All of a sudden, you're feeling all these, you know, these highs, and I'm like, I'm gonna fall.
You can feel the flush coming over.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna bust my ass in the shower, you know, and I'm like, they're gonna find me ass up naked tomorrow morning. And when I'm busting my head, you know, like
Elvis.
Yeah, like naked, the worst possible way to be end up dead. Like, please just let me end up with some boxers.
That's how I know that Elvis didn't fake his death.
Yeah. Somebody would throw a washcloth over my dick, please.
If you were gonna fake your death, would that be how you... The last thing I want people to remember me as is butt-ass naked falling off the toilet.
Loaded
Throw a wash rag over my dick.
Please, son. At least the fucking guest towers are like that. The hand towers, like.
The last thing that Elvis thought of as he was falling off the toilet, he goes, oh my God, I'm going to look like a bicycle rack. They're going to park a big tire in my.
Dude, I heard he was stinky too at the end.
Really?
I heard because a lot of pill addicts, they don't like to take showers a lot because that shit stays in you longer if you don't take showers.
Yeah.
And so they end up not showering a lot and they're smelly.
Well, I had heard that in the book, I read the book, I can't remember the guy's name, who's his hairdresser and friend. And
He had a hairdresser?
Yeah. Elvis had the guy that would always just cut his hair because he had to have a certain way and a certain color. And I wish I could remember the guy's name.
I didn't think his hair was like...
He dyed black.
Yeah, but I didn't think, like, you know, he had a regular guy's cut. I didn't think he needed a hairdresser.
No, you had to have a stylist, you know. But he said that toward the end that there were guys that would just change his sheets, that he'd come in and just, like, pooped in the bed and stuff. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
The king!
Just so high.
The king! Just, you know. It's funny, like, some guys don't even, like, I had a friend... Tony, he does comedy, and he's like, he's such an Elvis fan that he's like, Elvis didn't do drugs. I'm like, what? He's like, no, he was against drugs. Those things were prescribed. But I'm like,
doctors
paid him.
People abuse prescribed drugs. That's where the whole term Dr. Feelgood came from.
Well, it's like we were talking about a little bit earlier where we were, where people, cause they like somebody, they're a fan of somebody that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a fan of somebody famous.
The Bill Cosby thing that you were saying.
They think that person can't do wrong.
Because I've been holding off on the Bill Cosby thing. Because those people came forward. Oops, sorry, a little Taco Bell burp there.
Quesarito.
Quesarito. But so they were coming forward, and I was in my head doing the whole, well, you know, this was years ago. Why didn't they come forward years ago? Right. Well, you know, the typical, and then as they start getting more and more. Maybe they're just coming out of the woodwork now for money. Or maybe they just want exposure. I'm still justifying all this stuff. And then, you know, then you talk to more people, and they're like, you don't know who he is. All you know is the albums you like.
Yeah, line up, you know, and they don't know each other. And they're not asking for anything. If you're asking for something, then you go, well, this motherfucker's trying to get... Well, they're not asking for anything.
They're trying to get rich.
So what are they gaining here?
I just liked him because he said, hey, hey, hey.
Exactly.
Hey, hey, hey.
You watched him, you know, as a kid, and you were like, you know, he's a great guy, I guess.
Hey, Babu, did you believe in those girls? Hey, but Bill, if you did that, that's my wrong with Bill.
Did you rape? Did you put them pills in
there? Hey, Bill, did you put them pills in the girls' drinks? What was that? Was it Mushmouth.
Theo, when you're drug raping a bitch.
No, Bill, that's not right. Hey, man, you should not be doing that.
Well, it was like, well, even a cousin of mine, when we were talking about it, he goes, well, what do you think? I go, man, that's a lot of people. He goes, well, man, I don't know. People are greedy, yo. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm greed. Like, they're not asking
for money. Well, and this is going to sound horrible again, and I don't want it to sound horrible, but it's going to. It was a different time period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a party time period.
Yeah,
there was experimenting in drugs, and there was the drugs. And
well, to me, if you look at him, he sold one thing, and like even though he sold that whole wholesome Cosby thing and the Cosby kids, he was always at the Playboy Mansion.
Always, he was always hanging. He was at the Playboy.
You know what I'm saying?
He was working. He was always working the Playboy.
It's known he's cheated on Camilla. You know, and so it's like when you look at some of these stories, when you talk about over 20 girls, this dude is a sociopath. This is the equivalent of what he did is like Mr. Rogers being a serial killer. You know what I'm saying? Like if you found out, that's the equivalent.
Nay, nay, nay.
That's what it would be equivalent. Like from what he sold us.
Mm-hmm. That you just saw this wholesome little, you know. I'm not going to say the name of a comic. I will tell you the story, and I won't tell you the name, because he's a friend and he's a working comic, but he works clean.
Mm-hmm.
I was with him in his dressing room in Vegas, and got a scotch in his hand, smoking a cigar, and there's porn on the TV.
Just for fun?
This is in the dressing room in Las Vegas.
And you're not jacking off.
No.
You just had porn.
And he was just had porn. He had porn in the dressing room, drinking a scotch, and they're like...
He's trying to get as much vice as that.
Yeah. Before he goes out and does like, hi, everybody. So I took the kids to Disneyland. You know, and he was said to me, they only knew. And that's the... It's... Yeah. And now that you mention that, I can see... The whole separate, I hadn't thought about that. I didn't want to put the two together, but me knowing a guy that does clean comedy who is just like, fuck him. I got to go tell some jokes. I'll be back.
Oh, there's something who was like, you know, I don't trust preachers a lot or like priests. You know, there are guys who like, you know, a lot of people want to be a preacher, right? Oh, I want to.
They get the calling. They really do get the calling.
Well, some do. And then some of them want the power. You know, someone will want the power of leading a church and, you know, and be everybody kissing your butt.
I don't know a poor preacher.
Yeah.
You know a poor preacher?
Not really, you know. You know, and it's funny, like, everybody's called to be the shepherd. You know, like, nobody... When I was growing up, like, a lot of people, I'm starting my own church. It was like,
I am an ordained minister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
From online?
Yeah. Yeah. Universal Life Church. I have my plaque. I'm legally able to marry people. Because that's one of the reasons I got it. Because the radio station, we would do those, you know, we'll marry you at the highest point on, you know, we'll get married at the bottom of a pool.
So you married people?
I haven't. My other partner would do it. But I had it as a backup in case he couldn't do it or something went wrong.
Right.
I'm legally able. I have... Yeah, I was going to try to start the church for tax purposes. I thought, well, I've got this, I can do this.
Right.
Can I just start a church, whether I have it one person or 1,000 people? And my accountant was, I don't think you want to try that. I don't even think you want to try that.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of like preachers, you know, there's like, oh, when you talk to them or they say that like, they got a, you know, like a hand up on God. You know, and then you're supposed to talk to them about what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I talked to God.
Yeah.
And he said, like, no, you don't got, you're not an intermediary between me and God. What? Like, you know, he's like, no. There's no guy, there's no preacher, there's no dude
who's
closer to God than you.
Look, I talk to God every day, so tell me what you need for me to tell him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're just as close as this guy. You know, like,
but you don't have the pretty. Yes. You don't.
You didn't
have the
get my degree.
Robe.
You didn't get my degree.
Robe, okay? I have the pretty robe. Now tell me, tell the pretty
robe. I got a
robe.
Pulpit. You know, yeah, you can't get on that pulpit. It's holy stuff. And I was like, come on, he's a regular dude. You know, it's like he understands or interpreted something more than you did.
Well, what is confession? You know.
Oh, confession is the mafia's way to just keep doing what. They do it.
Yeah, because you can go kill a neighborhood and then
capitalism is the best religion ever.
Father.
Ever. And the
Father, it's been 2 days since my last confession. Not yet. I assassinated 6 people today.
Yeah. Say 6 Hail Marys.
6 Hail Marys. Okay.
That's it. All right, that's good. I'll
put a donation away. Yeah, I will, Father.
Tell nobody. I can't.
You know, I can't.
I just can't.
You know, if I could confess... I'd go in there, I'd make shit up. Wouldn't you? If you had the chance,
to try to get a reaction. Arise.
Just the worst, you know?
Yeah.
I'd make that priest want to fly out the wall like a cart, like Roger Rabbit. Just a cutout of a priest going through the, I can't take it no more!
Yeah. And then I choked that prostitute out, your father. And I don't know if she's still alive.
Yeah, and then I call my friend to come over, and I said, "You're gonna have to help me because I can't eat this much prostitute."
Bring some seasoning.
Yeah, you're gonna have to help me get rid of this body.
Bring a big pot, a car pot.
Oh, this is a horrible story. Horrible, horrible. But I got to tell you, another comic, and I'm gonna say his name, Rick Kearns. Because Rick knows he did this. I don't know if you've ever known. He and I one night got on a horrible, horrible, you know, comics go back and forth banter. Just banter.
Right.
And he just started talking about, you know who you should kill? If you're going to kill somebody, you would just kill somebody that, didn't have kids. Because there wouldn't be somebody, where's mommy? She didn't come home tonight. So that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Right. Because you would worry.
Yeah.
Am I ready if you kill me?
So that was all this. We started going back and forth on this horrible kind of stuff. And when you're having sex, right before you come, you hit her in the head with a brick. Because there's nothing like death quivers on your dick. And if you've never had that, you'll never know what it feels like.
Right.
Like, it's comics. You're just thinking this is hysterical. And as I'm saying this out of my own mouth, it sounds horrifying.
Right.
You know?
But it's only because you're all right, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we know we're kidding. We're and he goes, yeah, you know, so it was late and I didn't know what to do with the dead body. So I thought I'd shove her under the sink and I'd deal with it tomorrow. And then when I woke up, rigor mortis had set in and I couldn't get her arm from around underneath the pipe. So, you know, I had, you have to break it
Well, it's about being saying horrific shit because you know none of you guys would do it.
Yeah. You wouldn't
and
do it.
That's why it's funny.
Because it's not, it's so not you, it's so out of you, it would never be, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go, what, how are I going to do with this body? How am I supposed to do with it?
And then when you see guys who that guy would do it.
Right.
And get serious. Right. You know? But it's always I always thought woman abuse and shit. I would never
do that.
I would never hit a woman.
No, I was raised never hit a woman, and I think that's one of the most disgusting things a guy can do.
Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend right now, all the time, I always put my fist up there, because you know I'll beat you. She's always like, yeah, right, because she knows me right now, and I'm like, oh, you don't know me? You know, I should just beat you more often. That's what I should do. I should let you know I'm serious.
That's the shit you're supposed to say in public, though. Yeah. You know, I'd beat you more often. I've done that before, at Denny's or Waffle House or something, where you know people are listening, and right as you're about to leave, I go, yeah, let's go, because I'll come out, and I'll show you where I buried the body. And I watch them out of the corner of my eye just to watch, see if they look at you.
Right. See where you're going?
Yeah.
Where is he? I love grabbing girls I know like under the arm.
Uh-huh.
In public and going, What'd I tell you? Like shaking them around a little bit. You know, just going, what'd I tell you? Get in this car.
Now, what is it about Puerto Rican guys that love to hold on to their women? I've seen it, they just stand almost like there's a chokehold. Have you seen, you know what I mean?
There's a very machismo.
They're just standing there in the bar, and it's almost like they got a chokehold. It's hey, it's my woman here. It's not an arm around her. It's like it's a hold. I'm holding her.
Yeah, it's almost like Goodfellas where the girl goes, oh my God, if I even look at another guy, he'll kill me. And she's like, he's serious. No, a lot of guys are like, dude, I grew up with guys who are like so macho. Like, you know, the Latin machismo is like, my uncles would be like, hey, you're like, hey, man, talk with some bass in your voice. You're like, I'm 11. Like, why would I have bass in my voice?
You talk with a bass in your voice. I'm 11. My balls haven't dropped yet.
They would pick you up by the neck, for hello. You know, my uncles would come by and I'm talking to my grandma and pick you up by the neck and, what's up, pussy? What's up, pussy? Get out of it. Get out of there. You know, you're like, what the fuck am I fighting for? Like, I'm 7, you know, like, I don't even understand why I'm fighting for survival.
Did they ever, slap you around to try to make you tough?
Oh, yeah, they would regularly punch you in the chest, and it was like, I don't remember, my one Uncle Julio, I don't think he ever used my name. I don't think he's ever said Ricky.
Bitch!
And it's like, it's always bitch, maricón, pato, puto, it's anything but your name.
Pato.
Yeah, Pato, you know Pato, right?
Yeah. Pato is duck.
Yeah, it's duck.
But not in Puerto Rico.
And also Puerto Rico slang for gay.
Yeah.
You know.
I asked my friend, we mentioned this in the other podcast, Harold, my friend Harold from Puerto Rico, and I go, how does it go? How did Pato Duck go? And he goes, they walk a little funny. That was his description of why it might have been the duck transition made it over to, they kind of have a little...
You know, and that kind of makes sense. Duck so, ball. You know, like, you never know where things come from. You're like, all right, that kind of makes sense. You know, like... I guess so.
I guess
so. If you can't find no illogical reason for it, you're like, all right, I think.
Well, you were telling me earlier about being, was it your grandmother that you were semi-afraid of with the ham purchase?
Oh, yeah, my grandmother. Like, my grandmother was like, she never really beat you. Like, she'd hit you when she was already too old. Well, she would hit you where she was, like, kind of, like, pushing you more.
Uh-huh.
So when you just, like, let her hit you, but she was just, like, demanding, you know? Like, she would, like, one time she sent me to
But you were scared of her. You were afraid.
Yeah, because she would bitch so much, man. Like, you know, like, it was just, like, she sent me to get ham, you know? And she told me with $5, and she already told me to get a half pound or something of ham. I didn't really
You care. Heard ham.
That's yeah, all that's all heard. I heard. She gave me money. I'm watching TV. I go to the corner store. They were like, how much ham you want? I'm like, I don't know how much ham you get. I'm like, I got $5. I'm like, yeah, give me this. So I probably bought like a pound of ham for $5, you know? So I go back there, and when I bring her, she was like, Rick, how much ham is this? I'm like, I don't know, like, Father, how much ham I told you to get? I'm like, I don't know. I told you to get half a pound of ham and keep the rest for yourself. And you do, what are you thinking? What are you in limbo? You in it, and she's just going off. She's like, she told me to go back to the store.
She wanted you to take ham back?
Sliced ham.
Sliced ham back.
Sliced ham.
You take two slices back.
Yeah, I go tight and they won't take it, of course. I come back, I'm like, yo, she yells at me more. She sends my uncle, who's a year older than me, her son, to go back with me. We go back one time. They won't take it back. So we come back. Second time we going back, I go, Steve. My uncle is Steve. And I go, Steve, I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. Let's throw some of this ham away.
Just give her a couple bucks and throw it away.
And then, and he's like, she's so sharp too that he's like, she'll know.
They can read some kind of nervousness in your eye.
Yeah, exactly. But he got that. He was so scared of her, he got that ham returned. I don't know how the fuck he did it.
Listen. You gotta take this ham back. My granny will stab me in my sleep.
She's not gonna let this go. But she bitched about it the whole day, dude. The whole day. Like, you know, she would yell at you while you're there and then walk away and continue yelling. And like talk to herself and God about what a fucking moron you are. Like, God.
Like, God, why do you give me kids like this? Yeah, why, God, why?
Help
why
me.
You, help me, God. Please heal them. Heal the ignorance in my
idiots.
Children.
They're complete morons. Like, you know. So you just say, you did not want to make a mistake around this one. Because it was that long. You know, it's like never forgetting, never like letting it go. It was always just like hammering you with it.
What was your grandmother's name?
Nydia.
Nydia?
Yeah, Nydia. With an N, yeah.
And
she was like Columbo. She was so good at like, she would feed you and she would ask you questions and you would think you weren't saying anything wrong.
Uh-huh.
But then you were talking about shit at the house that you weren't supposed to talk about. You know, you're talking about shit that your mom would probably rather you keep at home.
Uh-huh.
But the way she would talk, she'd be like, so your stepfather, he working? He go every day?
Like she, you know, like, she had a way.
Yeah, she was just like...
Semi-questioned you.
Yeah, so you would just say, and then all of a sudden...
And let me ask you one more thing. One more thing. Where'd you get those shoes?
Yeah. You would say, and then you go, I don't think I was supposed to say that.
He goes to work every day?
Yeah, because you were a kid. Sometimes you didn't know everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if she asked enough questions...
He come home...
Yeah, exactly.
About what time?
3 o'clock. She was just asking, and it was like Columbo fucking with you, going, me ask you this. Hey, one more thing, you know, and it's like,
yeah. Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah, and you're just eating and like, you know, you're just like enjoying yourself, like, not thinking too much until you know when, like, when your parents tell you not to say shit.
Would you like a little more plantain? Yeah. And, do they argue at night?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They get along. Yeah, like,
they get along.
Yeah. You can find out everything like that. With all the kids, man. And you just wouldn't know you were selling everybody out, you know?
I used to think my mom had these, like, these superpowers. And I mean this in a almost serious way. Because being a little kid, my mom could, she knew things that, you know what I mean? Like, what were you doing over on the 3rd Street? What? How did you know I was, yeah, I know, I know.
My mom would do that religious shit, like, oh, God told me.
Yeah, that, like, they were,
and was, you were like,
you know what I mean? There was, they made you feel like they had some kind of powers, you know? Like, I heard you were in a fight at school today.
Like,
who told you? There was nobody there.
My mom would involve God, so you were like, well, God actually watching me and telling her.
Telling her stuff?
What I'm doing?
Yeah. And it used to freak me out. You know, yeah. It's just like, well, that was one of her powers. And the other one, my mom used to taste stuff. Like, we'd go to a restaurant. I could make this. Got a little bit of cumin. I'm tasting, there's some black pepper. Did you ever have been around somebody like that? It was almost like there was a lab. A lab test was going on in her mouth.
I've been around people like oh, you try to pick out certain stuff, but nothing where you're like, wow, this person is pretty exact.
Yeah, my mom was really good at that. I mean, like I was like, you could work for like the cops or some shit. You know, just, I'm gonna lick a coat.
Yeah,
he's about 6 foot tall.
Yeah, let me tell you what he mixed this with.
Yeah, he's got an Old Spice.
Yeah, you're gonna have to look for
it. It was, to me as a kid, B12. It was kind of creepy that you could just, you had that ability.
That's a skill, though.
Yeah, that you knew things that happened blocks away, and you could taste things that weren't really there.
Right,
and you
most could, master chefs would like kill for that kind of taste.
Well, I think a lot of older cookers.
Yeah.
Older cookers.
You a cooker?
You a cooker? What are you?
You
cooker?
Make foods? You make food hot?
Yeah, I like that when people make hot food. But I think the old days, people cooked like that.
Yeah.
They didn't have recipes. Things were handed down. And it's a smidgen of that, and a pinch of that, and I throw in some of that.
It is.
And you go like this, and you, that crease is, that's the salt, that right. Crease right there. You know,
some of those isn't the exact measurements. You know, where it's like, okay, that whole palm in the salt is probably like half a tablespoon.
So you just know, you learn to look at it at a certain point.
But it was like, I remember my cousin, me and him lived together. We talked about before cooking.
Yeah.
We were two guys who never cooked. We were getting sick of fast food. Like seriously, we would look at it, we'd take two bites of Burger King and look at each other and want to throw up. You know, so he was like, you know what? I'm going to start cooking. And so he called his mom, but his mom had no measurements.
Yeah, because she cooked learned.
So she kind of gave him off the top of her head, like what she think of.
I think it might be a tablespoon of that.
For 2 weeks, it was horrible. It was terrible. Like, it's shit, like beans. Way too salty. You know, shit like it's just like, it was really bad. But he got it, finally. Like, he finally found his mixture to get it right.
I am a good cook, because I can read. And I've always said that. If you can read, you can cook. Because that's all it takes. If you have a cookbook and it says, peel an onion, peel a fucking onion.
Yeah, exactly.
If it says, chop it in or cut it in to long strips or
pre-heat
chop it into
that bitch.
Preheat the oven. So I've never been the problem with people like, I can't cook. Well, you fucking illiterate?
Yeah.
And then I love to do, I play with food. Like, I'll brand brown hamburger meat and I go, I wonder what it would taste like if I put cinnamon hamburger meat. And I do that kind of stuff all the time. And the girl, you're like, oh, what's good? What'd you put in that? It's cinnamon and some curry. That's what I put in that tonight. Like, that wasn't in my plan, but I'll just do that. I'll just look around the cabinet and go, I wonder if I browned the meat in a balsamic oil, You know, I pour that in, and now I'm going to brown the meat in that. I don't know if that's a...
Yeah,
I'm not a cooking school. I don't know that...
I'm not too good at cooking.
I just try things.
Basic shit. Like, I basically make food hot. Like, you know, I make food warmer.
Ding!
Yeah, like, I'll cook it, but I don't think I'm, like, really doing anything other than making it not raw.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's it. Like, I cook and I eat it, but I would never go, hey, come over and taste... this, you know, like, I'll never go.
Even, you have got to try.
Yeah, exactly. There's no food that I'm making.
I
cook for myself, and I would never ask anybody else to cook.
At all?
To eat it.
To try. Try this. Tell me what you think. I jotted this thing down, that microwave thing made me think of something, looking it up on my phone. I microwave a lot of stuff. And a lot of things will say, not microwave safe.
Mm-hmm.
Not microwave safe. And my thought was, challenge accepted. Not microwave safe, challenge accepted.
I
believe I can make bacon on this.
My grandfather, like a couple years ago, he put a burger that he had in the microwave like and reheated it, but he forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably put it in for like 30 minutes. This thing was, you couldn't tell what it was. Like, because he had those covers on it, too. It all melted together, and it was all
like
black.
Like the box?
Yeah, it was all black, and I didn't know you could do this with a microwave. I didn't know it would turn black, even. You know, and it was like, you'd look at it, and you go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know, my dad took a picture, and goes, like...
Oh, I've done shit sort of like that, where you think I'm gonna set it for 3 minutes, boop, 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 boop. 3 hours.
Forget about it.
Three hours. It didn't go off yet, so your brain goes off and you're doing something.
You forget you're even hungry. Was I hungry? I don't know. Like, what was I doing?
Because it's easy if just to add an extra zero sometimes.
Like, I've never seen that. You know, I've never seen, like, what he did.
Never seen anything like that.
I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know.
Yeah, I've never done it that long. I've done the 3 minutes on to 30 and then realize it before.
Yeah.
You know, like, that 3 minute, God, don't set on.
I melted a pot before on a stove, you know, where I got drunk and I was going to come boil an egg or something like that. Passed out on the couch. Woke up in the morning.
Just burnt the...
Yeah, all the water's evaporated. The fucking pot is
the
like...
The Teflon's all melted up.
Melted down. I'm like, oh my God, I could have burned this whole place down. I could have killed my roommates. You know what I mean?
Yeah. that happened to me in Australia when I was down working at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. They had us in this hotel, and one morning, like about 3 or 4 in the morning, the woo alarms go off, and there, but you know, you got to go down the stairs,
right.
And you know, don't take the elevator. So we're all standing up there, and it turns out that a drunk guy came in, tried to make eggs, fell asleep, caught the kitchen on fire, the little kitchenette in the whole. And drunk people should not cook.
But there's no way to stop you. I shouldn't have put those eggs out there. I knew I was ready to pass out. And I was like, oh, I just need to eat this.
I just ate something. Why'd you just crack it open and pour it into your mouth? What?
It was not that coordinated. It was so much easier to throw it in the water and let it boil than to like try to crack an egg and it being yolky. It was so much easier to just go and forget about it for 5 minutes, what I thought would be 5 minutes,
yeah,
and come back to
it. Woke up to sirens.
I didn't even know how I was going to feel it. You know, like, I was so wasted. Like, I probably would have ate the shell anyway. Like, I'm glad. Like,
I'm glad it burned up.
Yeah.
I might have hurt myself on a hard-boiled egg.
I've been shitting out eggshells, like, scratching up my anus. You know, like, and ripping rectum. Yeah. I ate eggshell, Doc.
So, what happened to your your anal cavity?
Why are you bleeding so much back there?
You in prison?
Eat a pine cone?
No, I was drunk and ate a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Man, appreciate you sitting up late and doing this with me again.
Yeah.
This was two in a row.
It always goes by quick with you, man.
It goes by 1 hour again. We just sat here for an hour. What time is it?
2:27. And I still don't know what we talked about. Like when we finished the other one, and we were like, what did we talk
about? 2:27 in the morning.
In the AMs.
I could look at my watch thinking it's only 1:30 because
you still got
that's still back in Denver time. No wonder I'm sitting here like I'm fading a little bit.
Oh yeah. I'm beat.
You're baked.
I'm baked. I drank. I'm still on East Coast time.
You're done. You're done.
It's 3:30 in the morning for
me. All right. Well, everybody, that was Ricky, Rick, Richie, Ricardo,
Richie Valens and his flying guitar.
Yeah, so you can find him on Twitter at
Ricky Cries.
Ricky Cries. At Ricky Cries. And your website is?
Ricky Reyes Comedy.
Yeah. RickyReyesComedy.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have had, like we talked about, you should have got one that said RickyGetsAWedgie.com.
To get a wedgie?
RickyGetsAWedgie.com. Because people would just want to look at that website.
That brings us to bad childhood memories. I had an older cousin that he used to wedgie me and my little cousin. Like, two older cousins just wedged the shit out of you, man.
The over your head.
Lift
wedgie.
You up off the ground, like, you know, lifting, like, you know. You're
like your balls would have to
like,
drop
I'm tasting this. I'm tasting my underwear. Like, it's that bad.
You know, why don't they invent underwear that are, like, quick release wedgie underwear?
Unwedgieable?
You know what I mean? Like, once, if a strap band hits a certain point, it breaks free. Like a dog collar that won't, you know what I mean? You know, like collars are designed to break away if a dog gets hung up on something. Underwear ought to be like that. Like there's a
wedgie-proof.
Wedgie-proof. Like, you pull it at a certain speed, the band just pops off to save your little butthole.
Yeah, like, or some metal locks down around your ass.
Yeah.
Did I save it from going in your ass?
Okay, I got one more ass question before you go. Would girlfriend pinky in the butt?
No, like
you never let her stick a pinky in your butt?
No, like I've not really had a girl that was adventurous enough to like do it on her own.
Uh huh.
Like, I've heard some guys are like, the girl just did it.
Yeah. And like, whoa! Like, whoa. What the whoa?
To me, it's like,
I thought we were supposed to talk about this.
I don't know. I really enjoy sex. I don't know how much more exciting it could be.
Uh huh.
You know, it's like, but at the same time, I don't feel like my ass has never been hungry for anything.
Yeah. You know what my ass really wants right now? A fake nail.
Yeah, it's never been like craving.
My butthole is craving.
So I don't know, but I don't even think that I want that to become part of the repertoire. You know, like, it seems like a lot more work.
Yeah, like, it should be like kiss, kiss,
yeah,
tickle, tug,
less
pinky in the butt.
Less in the asshole, more around my balls. You can take some of your asshole curiosity
and pull it back around
right to the balls. Like, get to the balls.
I have never the balls thing is that's never been a big
no.
Yeah,
I mean it's not big on me, but if you want to suck on some balls, you know, I'm not gonna say I hate it.
You know, I'm not gonna say I hate.
Yeah,
you you're in the ball. Part.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say. Yeah, I'm not gonna be like, ew.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sucking on my balls. Like, how disgusting. I'm gonna be like, ooh, that's good too. You know, even if it's not awesome, it's still like
it's still good.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I think better than a finger in my ass. I would be actually.
Well, I think we'll end this with that. And I may even call this podcast Finger in My Ass.
In the ballpark.
Let's move the party around front. What do you say?
Yeah, no playing out back. No playing out back.
All right, man. Appreciate it. We'll do the show again.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you appreciate it. If you have any comments about the show, I know you do. Write us down below. Send us an email. Send it to me at remasculate@gmail.com, or you can hit me up at McGrew@msn.com. And appreciate you listening. Share with your friends. Be sure and check out Ricky Reyes. To me, honestly, I've only worked with him twice, and I have to say, I believe you to be one of the funniest guys I've ever worked with. Seriously, high five.
Liar!
No, high five, dude. That's why you're over here twice in one day. I enjoyed the shit out of watching you work tonight.
Oh, so, me too, man. You're enjoyable.
So, man, thanks. We'll do it again. You guys, we'll see you next podcast. God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
America!
Bid you adieu.
We are not here to please you. Instead, we are two guys from faraway land of Finland
talking about things like
superhero-like animals,
forest porn,
space travel and science,
getting old,
and general geekery.
And you can listen to us and find us at wearenothereto please you.blogspot.fi
and beardsandbullshit.com/WANHTPY.
We are, of course, also on Facebook, iTunes, and Stitcher.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and their underwear, thingies and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you lay?
Aloha!